Now, dear brethren, we're going to have a blessed privilege of ending this day lifting our voices in praise to our Heavenly Father. Brother Tim Krupa is going to lead the Vesper service, and he's going to be standing by the projectors back there. I don't see where Brother Tim is. Oh, he's by the piano. Well, Brother Tim has blessed us many times in the past with Vesper services. I'm sure this will be a very, very blessed way to end our day. Brother Tim.
Family on the left, Jesuits, Scheppelbaums, Chinas. I see Tom Hack in the middle, and I see Dan Trina.
Becky Gray.
Who's the little one in the right hand corner? Brother and Sister Poland with the Morehouses. Jens and Marie. The brother was, I think, from Argentina, somewhere South America. precious memories. Sister Anastasia sends her greetings. She recently gave me a program, and it was from the junior Bible students, and it was a convention. I'm not sure if it was 1938, but it was in Chicago, and everyone signed it that had been immersed. And I can't remember what the hack name was at that time. Hakovich, and Marie had signed it, a number of others, and my mom had also. Vernie Balabush was on there. They were all immersed that convention in Lake Michigan. Dan on the left, Victor, let's see, where am I focused? No, it was Christy, is second from the right. Christy's here today, and Dawn Miskowitz, extreme right. Lois Pack, Diane, who's in the red? You can look at that without laughing. The only one I can recognize is Mark. It's the hairdo, it's the same. So I. Oh, is this Tim Jesuit? John in Florence. Those backgrounds were Indiana University General Convention. Marilee's in the middle. Alice on the right. Becky on the left. Peters, from us, Donna, Chastain. It's Anastasia in the back and Margie. Josie Florence and Lois. Sister Copersmith.
On the right.
Those sisters had something in common. I can't remember what it was. Teenagers today did not start this sunglass trend, you know. Stella Hack's in the middle, and Irene is with her, Michael Katerba, Walter, Ed Kendall, Charlie Thornton sent his love today, Gene Burns, Walter, with Ed and Wally, you know, I borrowed some pictures from Dan Chinna, and they're all these young sisters. Debbie Katerba in the middle. I'll just... Frank on the left. Marie. Alfred. They were in the kitchen today. Brother Zubowski and Frank Coppersmith. This one was taken before the other one I showed you. John, Rose, Hannah, and Victor. Paul, yeah. Special prize for identifying this one here. Yep. Joe Migash. Tom. Brother Treziak. I forget this brother's name. Hagen Sick Clan, it's probably Sherelle. Sid and Hannah. He's happy, must, you know, probably was a wedding. Celebration of some sort. Sorensen, they told me it was root beer. I'm not sure. Jason's here. This is mom and dad on the right. the Hollisters, two of the Hollisters. Mary Post. Bruce family, David and Shirley, Ginger on the right, Chris on the left, this is Brother and Sister Hollister again. It's Wanda. Incidentally, I'm showing slides. I think this is a new technology, or I know a lot of you are unfamiliar with this technology. These are called slides, and I just want you to see the beautiful detail in that picture that you can't match on all these brethren that are giving PowerPoints, you know, that sort of stuff. Adam, with Chris. When he speaks with a German accent, I do whatever he says. Used to live up in this area. Jesus, Sibby's parents. This is at the Hosu home in, I think it's by Amara. Former Chicagoans, they send their greetings. This is three Polish brethren. Wozniak on the right from France. He died this last year. A picture was taken in India. Got that out of a vending machine. Tell you something interesting about my dad. My dad died 6 years ago. The anniversary of it was on Friday. He died May 23rd. I wish I had more pictures. I wish I had more pictures of everyone. But that's what I have for this time. And now we'll ask the chorus to go up, please.
Oh, truly was angelic voices singing praises to our Heavenly Father. And it was precious to go back in memory lane as well with the slides of our brethren who have gone beyond, many of them, and those that we still have here to cherish and love. We have a few more messages of love from the brethren who are listening in on the internet. Brother Tim and Lois Armstrong, Donald Holliday from England, David and Giselle Whitrop, and Tom and Joville Brantner. So we'd like to close our day now with the reading of Songs in the Night. And Brother Chris, could you read that for us? Songs in the Night for May 25th.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Here we have an exhortation applicable to the people of God at all times and under all conditions and under all circumstances. It would have applied to Samson in his day as a natural man, a servant, and it applies to us of today who are new creatures in Christ Jesus, servant sons of the Most High. If we look back to Samson and all the ancient worthies recounted by the Apostle, we note that the secret of their strength of character by which they endured and overcame resided in their faith in God and in the promises. And so it must be with us. But there is a difference between faith and credulity. The latter may give a spirit of energy but will not endure. The former is the power of God which enables us to endure all things as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, soldiers of the truth, soldiers of righteousness, fighting against sin and error and all ungodliness, including the artful wiles of the adversary, by which he would deceive us and the whole world, misrepresenting the divine character by the doctrine of devils foisted upon the Lord's people during the Dark Ages to the blinding of the eyes of their understanding. Now in the Lord's providence our eyes are becoming more and more opened in harmony with the Apostle's prayer. I pray God for you that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6, verse 10.
Lord bless your rest for the night, brethren. If it be His will, we'll meet tomorrow at 9:45 in the morning. We'll ask Brother Tim to close this day with prayer.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your blessings on our behalf. We thank you especially for the gift of your Son, for your plan of salvation. Father, please accept these songs as a token of our deep love for you and for your Son. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.